Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
And grandpa and poppy and grandma and aunts and uncles and just friends who just care. And also we forgot about the babysitter. We want you to take care because today is going to be a very, very special time. We have two special guests. Edna, of course, you know from before. She's always been with us. And we also have a new guest with Gabrielle. But before we go into that, we just want to make sure that bedtime is a lot of fun. Now, whether you're sucking your bottle or drinking from a cup, we're going to have fun while you're up.
Are you asleep yet? Are your eyes still open? I don't think so. Oh, I see your eyes are open. Are you coming from the ocean?
Now, who's asking all those questions? It must be our friend Starfish from the ocean. She's drifting our way, boys and girls and moms and dads.
Yes, my seashores have lots of boys and girls with umbrellas and tents. So I spent a lot of time in the water. Boys and girls, make sure when you get in the water that you have SPF, which protects your sun. Because you always want to make sure that you don't get damaged from the sun. So I tried to play one time with my school of friends, and they had to stay with their teachers.
At least get ready to say hello to our guests that we have. We have today with us, guess who? Eden.
Hello.
There's Eden. Eden's been with us before. And Eden, how old are you?
I'm 11 years old.
Wow. She's going to be our special co-host, and she's going to be able to tell us about a lot of things that she's done and also some of the books that she reads, that she's read, and tell us some of the things that she's played in, because she's also played in plays. So we'll find out about that a little bit later on. And we want to make sure that we say, have all our little shout-outs, and also we want to make sure that we say hello to everyone out there. I think we also have another special guest, and her name is Gabrielle.
Hi there. How are you, everyone?
We're so glad that Gabrielle is with us, and we're so thrilled that this is our first time, and we know that it certainly is not going to be our last. But we also want to be able to find out a little bit about her. But before we go on, we have to find out with the boys and girls, what did they do before they started coming here today? Because they're going back to school, and they're having such a lot of fun. But sometimes they want to make sure that when they go to school that they are ready to be able to make friends. And we talked about that last time when we were here. And now we are also going to be talking about something else that is new and different. And we're so thrilled that we'll be able to have some guests that will have some books that you will be able to love and enjoy. So I think, boys and girls, that it is time to brush their teeth.
Yes, it's time to brush our teeth. Don't forget to get the back side and to get the front side and your tongue. Brush your teeth, brush your teeth. Bath time, everyone. Get your favorite toy. Get your favorite ducky.
You know what? I wonder if there's a special thing that happens for Edna when she gets ready to go to bed. What does she do?
Well, what I do is first I go into the bathroom and I wash my face and brush my teeth so I make sure nothing is on my face and nothing is in my mouth so that I don't choke. And then I take a shower so that I could be all squeaky clean for when I go to sleep and dream my wonderful dreams. And then I put my PJs on and then snuggle under the covers where my mother can tuck me in.
Oh, and do you have any special pajamas that you wear when you go to bed?
I wear my gray sweatpants, either my gray or black sweatpants, and I wear one of my dirty or long T-shirts so that I don't mess any of my good T-shirts up.
Yeah, I know. They're most comfortable, too.
Yeah.
And Starfish, I know that Gabrielle probably has a bath time routine, a bedtime routine, because she has not one, not two, not three, but four children. So, Gabriella, what happens when you have your children go to bed?
Well, Jewel, first of all, thank you so much for having me. It is a pleasure to be on your show and share all of this with Aiden that is here talking to us, sharing so great advices for sleepy times. And you know what? Yes, it is difficult for me to put them to sleep because they have different ages. Like my first one is 12, so she deserves a little more time before she goes to bed. So the only thing I do is I let her read a little bit more. Then the other two is the same story. They can read 15 minutes more. The 7-year-old she reads probably until 8 p.m. And then the baby is not reading yet because he's a baby. So it is time to read when they want to settle down and try to imagine that they are transporting to another world and ready to go to sleep and dream with it.
How wonderful.
Yeah. Isn't that something, Starfish? And also, Edna, she's got four different schedules. So some are asleep right now and some are awake.
Exactly.
So it must be fun there. And then to get all their pajamas and all the bath times and making sure that their teeth are squeaky clean and they smell so good and to say their prayers before they go and have all the shout-outs. Matter of fact, we should even talk about that, a shout-out. Edna, do you know what a shout-out is? Because I don't know if Gabrielle knows what a shout-out is.
What is it, Don Jewel?
Evan, do you know what a shout-out is?
Well, I think so. I think a shout-out is when you say something good or say something to your friend over the phone or over the radio or something like that.
Exactly. So do you have any friends that you want to shout-out to?
Yes, I would like to give a shout out to my bestie Jadita, my girl. I love her.
Her girl.
How sweet. I would like to give a shout out to my cousin, whose birthday is today.
And Gabriella, who do you want to shout out to?
Yes, what did you say, Jewel?
Who do you want to shout out to? To any of your four
children?
Oh, God,
you know what? Yes, all my friends. I really like to do that. And yes, of course, with my kids, every time they feel proud about something, or they don't need mommy telling them what to do, that's really when I become so proud, and I want to cheer them up and let them know that I'm happy with all that help that they, I mean, we're a big family, and it helps when they do their duties by themselves, like as you said, brushing their teeth or eating healthy or getting ready their bed. I really like when they help.
Wow. Okay. And you want to say their first things, so that they know who you're talking about?
Of course, on the roll, the names of my kids are Andrea, she's 12, Jimena, she's almost 10, Ana Paula, she's 7, and a baby newborn, which is 4 months old.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Aunt Jules, can I give a shout-out song to my cousin?
Oh, of course. What's special about your cousin?
He today turned 9. He turned a big number. He's a teenager.
Wow.
Teenager years.
Wow.
You
here
want to
it
play
goes, Aunt Jules.
Okay, here it goes. What's his name?
David.
happybirthday.com
Happy birthday, Jalen. What did you guys think of that? Caught up in it too. But I want to say hi to Ashley and also to Christopher, and make sure, Fallon, you go get those very special pajamas when you get ready for bedtime. And I know that Poppy had a birthday. He was 84 years old. He was so excited that everyone came to see him blow out all of those candles. 84 candles. Can you imagine?
Wow.
Wow.
Yes. So I want to make sure everybody, before you get ready, to make sure that you didn't forget your water, because we don't want you to keep asking for it when we're reading the stories.
Get your favorite PJs on.
And, Gabriel, you know that you've got to puff up the pillows, right?
Absolutely, Aunt Jules.
And everyone, take a deep breath. And let it out. And smile.
My teeth are showing. Well, now we have our two special guests, and as we had mentioned before, we have Edna, who's been with us before lots of times. We're really thrilled that she's been here. So Edna's been here, and she's going to be doing something real special for us today, too. And we're thrilled that she's come here, and she's already said hello, and she's already told us a little bit about her. So we want you to get ready for the book when we say something to you about it. And Gabrielle, we want you also to do something very special for us and tell us what it possibly could be. It's something that I don't know, Star, if we've ever had that before. Do you think we've ever had anybody play something for us before?
No, I'm so excited.
And I think, you know what it will do? It will help with the restlessness, because you know what? When you come outside sometimes, and I know that Gabrielle knows this, and I know that Edna also knows, that sometimes you're not quite ready to go to bed. But if someone plays a song and it's real mellow, it sometimes can relax you.
I agree on Jewel. I think if you play a song, sometimes it's the same as reading a story, because the kids can hear and imagine the story that you're singing. Some songs are stories. It's just that you add an instrument, like I will today, and I'm so excited to share that with you. Plus, my story is also the main character. It plays the same instrument that I do play. So I think it is really good for you guys to see the story and the song afterwards.
Oh, good. So, Edna, are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
So are you ready? Should I start with the story?
Well, we'll start with the song first.
Oh, perfect. Okay, so
we want to hear the song.
Let me just tell you on Jewel that I didn't explain myself when I said that I am from Mexico, and I would like to sing it in Spanish, since I really like to share Mexican traditions, food, healthy habits, and also the songs that I did for my book. And that's why this song is in Spanish. So if you have any question, please ask Aunt Jewel the words that I'm singing. But it's about a tomato. It's a tomato that prepares guacamole. I know all the kids know what guacamole is. It's a delicious food that we prepare in Mexico as a salsa, like a sauce, something that you add to different appetizers or entrees. And it's about avocados, tomatoes, onion, chile, cilantro, a little bit of lemon, and salt and pepper. Some chili, if you like the hot flavor, it's important. But sometimes we're not used to, and you don't have to add the chili, the pepper, hot pepper. It's sometimes very spicy. So I'm going to sing a song that talks about this tomato on Jewel and Starfish and Aiden and all the kids that are listening. I hope you enjoy it.
Oh, we will.
We will.
Oh, what did you say?
We can't wait.
Esta mañana de paseo con la gente me encontré, al lechero, al cartero, al policía saludé. Detrás de cada ventana y puerta reconocí a muchos jitomatitos que antes no los vi. Chili, boli, guacamole, lo hay donde quiera que va. Chili, boli, guacamole, es lo que nos gusta más. Con más gente por chili, boli, lo vas tú a descubrir. Habría mucha gente que quiere conocer a Chili Boli, habría mucha gente que quiere conocer a Chili Boli.
Wow. That's awesome.
Glad you liked it.
Edna, what did you say?
That was good.
Wow. And now you can explain some of it in English.
Exactly. I'm working on the translation. But as I told you, it's a very, very cute song about the tomatoes that become friends and that we like to discover
in our life.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
It still sounded really good with not even knowing how to speak Spanish. It still sounded that I wanted to get my tambourine and dance and
play along.
Right.
Of course, feel free to dance, and even though it's a quiet time, you can dance a little bit on your pajamas, and then you will be ready to leave.
Yes.
And you have a beautiful voice, too, so that made it really nice.
Thank you so much, Aunt Jewel.
Oh, you're welcome. And you talked about guacamole, which made me hungry. And I think that's kind of the theme of the program this time, about being hungry and talking about food. And that's what Edna is going to talk about. Her book is called...
What? Chili Poli Guacamole.
Oh, okay. Well, Edna's going to... That was Chili Guacamole, and Edna is going to read a book right now, and it's called...
Oh, great. We can't wait.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And what is it called, Edna?
Mice and Beans by Pam Munoz Ryan.
Wow.
Ooh.
All these vegetables makes me want to eat some vegetables. And also, possibly, on tour, do you want to hear a vegetable song?
I would love to hear a vegetable song. I love singing.
Okay. I love vegetables. What's your favorite vegetable, Eden?
My favorite vegetable is okra.
Oh, wow. Broccoli is my favorite. What's your favorite vegetable, Aunt Jewel?
Tomatoes.
Tomatoes.
Tomatoes not a vegetable, it's a fruit.
Oh, good thing we have smart girls to correct us.
You were smart, Aiden.
Definitely. Smarter than Aunt Jewel was. But I'd love to hear that song about vegetables.
Me too.
Vegetables are great.
Mommy says they're good for me. They'll help me grow, they'll help me see. This frown is put up on my face, 'cause vegetables are on my plate. Oh me, oh my, I'd rather eat a chocolate pie. It doesn't matter how hard I try, eating vegetables can make me cry. Some are yellow and some are green, some are a color I've never seen. Some have silly names, hard to say. We're having rusty spouts today. Oh me, oh my, I'd rather eat a chocolate pie. It doesn't matter how hard I try, eating vegetables can make me cry. I just can't do it without a fuss. I'll eat my vegetables if I must. I'll make Mom proud the best I can, but I won't say what I have planned. When I grow up, I want to be a scientist of chemistry, and see if I can come up with some candy-flavored asparagus. Oh me, oh my, I'd rather eat a chocolate pie. It doesn't matter how hard I try, eating vegetables can make me cry. Eating vegetables can make me cry.
Ah, vegetables. Yummy.
Wow.
Makes me want to jump right into Eden's book. I can't wait to hear it.
Thank you.
And the title of your book, can you tell us, boys and girls, once again, Eden?
The title of the book is Mice and Beans by Pam Munoz Ryan.
Oh, great. We're ready.
Okay. Rosa Maria lived in a tiny house with a tiny yard. But she had a big heart, a big family, and more than anything, she loved to cook big meals for them. In 1 week, her youngest grandchild, little Catalina, would be 7 years old, and the whole family would squeeze into a casita for the party. Rosa Maria didn't mind because she believed what her mother had always said. When there's room in your heart, there's room in your house, except for a mouse. Sunday, Rosa Maria planned the menu. Enchiladas, rice and beans. No dinner is complete without rice and beans. Birthday cake, lemonade, and a piñata filled with candy. She ordered the birthday present, something Lisa Catalina wanted for a long time. Satisfied with her plans, she wiped down the table so she wouldn't get mice and took a mouse trap out just in case. She was sure she had set one the night before, but now she couldn't find it. Maybe she'd forgotten. When it was set and ready to stop, she turned off the light and went to bed. Monday, Rosa Maria did the laundry. She washed and ironed her largest tablecloth and 24 napkins that matched. But when she finished, she only counted 23. No importa, she said. It doesn't matter. So what if someone has a napkin that doesn't match? The important thing is we're all together. After dinner, she swept the floor and checked the mousetrap, but it was missing. Didn't I set one last night? She wondered. She hurried to the cupboard to fetch another one. And when it was set and ready to snap, she turned off the light and went to bed. Tuesday, Rosa Maria walked to the market. She filled her big bolsa with tortillas, cheese, red sauce, rice, pinto beans, and a bag of candy. She bought a piñata on her way home and stopped at the pastelería to order the cake. After dinner, she washed the dishes and checked the mouse trap, but it had vanished. ¡Qué boba soy! Silly me, I must have forgotten again. She hurried to the cupboard to fetch another one, and when it was set and ready to snap, she turned off the light and went to bed. Wednesday, Rosa Maria prepared the enchiladas. She dipped the tortillas in red sauce, filled them with cheese, and rolled them into flat little bundles. She noticed the piñata was missing a few feathers. No importa, she said. Those feathers won't make a difference to the children when the piñata is filled with candy. After dinner, she mopped up the sauce and checked the mousetrap, but it was gone again. I am so busy that I'm forgetting to remember, she cried. She hurried to the cupboard to fetch another. And when it was set and ready to snap, she turned off the light and went to bed. Thursday, Rosa Maria simmered the beans. She searched her favorite woman's spoon. She always used it to cook frijoles, but she couldn't find it. No importa, she said. The beans will taste just as good if I use another spoon. She added water all day long, until the beans were plump and soft. Then she scrubbed the stove and checked on the mousetrap, but it was nowhere in sight. Cielos, she said. Heavens, where is my mind? She hurried to the cupboard to fetch another, and when it was set and ready to snap, she turned off the light and went to bed. Friday, Rosa Maria picked up the cake and 7 candles. She had been able to find her big bolsa before she left. No importa, she said. I'll carry the cake in one hand and the candles in another. Tomorrow was a big day. Rosa Maria knew she mustn't forget anything. So she carefully went over the list one last time. After dinner, she wrapped the cake and checked on the mousetrap. She couldn't believe her eyes. No mousetrap. Thank goodness I have plenty. She hurried to the cupboard to fetch another one. And then, when it was set and ready to snap, she turned off the light and went to bed. Saturday, Rosa Maria cooked the rice. As the workers assembled little Catalina's present, she set the table and squeezed the juices lemons for her tree. Let's see, she said, feeling very proud. Enchiladas, rice and beans. No dinner is complete without rice and beans. Birthday cake and lemonade. I know I've forgotten something, but what? The candles. But she only counted six. No importa, she said. I will arrange the six candles in the shape of a seven. And little Catalina will be just as happy. Now everything is ready. But was everything ready? That afternoon, Rosa Maria's family filled her tiny casita. They ate the enchiladas and rice and beans. They drank the freshly squeezed lemonade, and they devoured the cake. Little Catalina loved her present, a swing set. And after every cousin had a turn, they chanted, La piñata, la piñata. They ran to the walnut tree and threw a rope over a high branch. Whack, whack, little Catalina swung the piñata stick. Wait, cried Rosa Maria, as she remembered what she'd forgotten, but it was too late. Crack! The piñata separated, and the children scrambled to collect the candy. How could that be? Rosa Maria was puzzled. I must have filled it without even realizing. She laughed at her own forgetfulness, and she hung her granddaughter and said, Feliz cumpleaños, my little Catalina. Happy birthday. After everyone had gone, Rosa Maria tidied her kitchen and thought contentfully about the fiesta. She could see the happy look on little Catalina's face when the candy spins out from the piano. But Rosa Maria still couldn't remember when she had filled it. No importa, she said. It was a wonderful day. But as Rosa Maria swept the cupboard, she discovered the telltale signs of a mouse. Ratonos, she cried. Where were my mouse traps? I will set them all. She inched to the floor when she did. Something caught her eye. She looked closer. Maybe I didn't throw the piñata, she thought. Was it possible, she asked, shaking her head. Could I have had help? Rosa Maria looked at the leftovers, too much for one person. And what was her mom that always said? When there's room in your heart, there's room in the house, even for a mouse. Fichette. Imagine that, she said. I remembered the words wrong all these years. Besides, how could there be two, four? No importa, she said. It doesn't matter if a few helpful mice live there, too. Then she turned off the light and went to bed. And never set another mousetrap again.
Wow. I really love that story and how you even told it to us. You read it to us. I was waiting to find out what was going to happen.
I can imagine. I can see everything happening. Thank you.
That was beautiful, Aiden, and you read beautifully.
Wasn't it, her accent really good, too?
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you.
Wow, that was... I wonder if... Do you think that some of your children, Gabriella, may be falling asleep?
They, actually two of them are because they're really young. The other two are listening to us.
I think the babies right now are falling asleep.
The babies fall asleep and the seven-year-old because they wake up tomorrow very early. But the other two are listening to the story and they just told me in the back that they love how you read, Aileen.
Oh, good job, Adam.
Good job. Right, because you know that those babies need, Star, how many hours of sleep do they need?
Yes,
they need 18.
Babies need 12 to 18 hours of sleep, but toddlers are still holding out.
But and Gabriel already just said it. She said that they need 18 hours and they've already done it.
Yes, she knows.
Right.
She knows.
So we want to thank everyone for joining the Blake Radio Network Rainbow Soul and Aunt Jules Bedtime Stories. Thank you so much for being a part of our show.
Yes, thank you.
So we have another story. I wonder, Starfish, if we should do some of Gabriel's show or book or do yours.
I want to hear more about vegetables. So let's hear more about Jimmy Butler.
Yes, now that we've already put some boys and girls to sleep, already with their bottles, probably already dropped out of their mouth. And I bet some of the eyes are falling asleep. They're trying to hold them open, but some already fell asleep. TJ Jr., I think he's already passed out.
Yes, I think little Tony is falling asleep, and his little brother Jaden, and my friend Dakota is probably listening right now. And her brothers and sisters, Lila and Adam, are listening too.
Right, because those brains do need to rest for the next day.
Yes, they do.
You ready for Gabriella Chili Boli Guacamole?
I'm ready. Eden, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Great. I will start then, and if we have time, I'll explain to you afterwards some words that I did use in Spanish, but I'm sure as Aiden used some words in her book about Rosa and the piñata and the cumpleaños, I'm sure these words are familiar to all of the kids, or at least they will understand in the context, and I will then at the end, if we have time, I can tell you a little bit of these words, what do that mean, etc., and then we talk about healthy habits to eat. But should I start on Jewel?
Right, well, we'll just tell Taya, because I know that she, just to let her know that it's time to be able to go and put your pajamas on, take off those slippers, it's time to get ready for bed, and Jason and Christina, and also Tiana and Zion, you know Zion, she's probably still up, don't you think so, Starfish?
Yes, I do. And before we start our book, I think we have a caller.
Oh, well, let's hear from the caller.
We just lost it. Well, I'm sure the caller will call back.
We want to hear from you, and I know that Gabriella wants to hear too, and so does Ed. Gabriella, I think we're ready.
Ready for the story?
Oh, we're ready.
Okay. So the name of this story is Chili Boli Guacamole, the tomato I told you about. So there we go. Chili Boli tried to hold his hand steady on his old guitar. He didn't want to look nervous to Doña Zucchini, but he truly was. How can I make her believe that a tomato like me can prepare the best guacamole, he thought. For years, Doña Zucchini had a guacamole stand at her rancho, but now she was very sick, and she was looking for a chef who could prepare the famous guacamole. She wasn't sure she really needed a tomato. Nevertheless, she decided to call Chili Boli and give him a chance. It took her just 5 seconds after she dipped her tortilla into his guacamole to hire him. You know, you prepare the best guacamole on earth, said the sweet old woman. Please, Chili Boli,
come to the rancho to help me prepare the guacamole, please. Chili Bolli was a very red, very chubby, and very Mexican chef. He was a perfectly round tomato with a funny big black mustache, two cowboy boots, and a perfect sparkly white smile. He was so happy to go live at the rancho with Doña Zucchini. Her rancho was beautiful, full of green and exotic trees. It had a lake and a lot of shaded paths to walk on. Every morning, Chili Bolli checked that the ingredients he needed were ready to be mixed. He had to be sure that the avocados were soft enough to be smashed, the fat onions almost crunchy, the huge tomatoes juicy and firm, and the chiles very picantes, as well as the spicy cilantro, fresh and crispy. It was so delicious that people from distant places wouldn't mind waiting in line for hours to buy lots of guacamole jars. Chili Bolli, Doña Zucchini said sadly one day, my legs really hurt, so I have to go see a doctor who's very far from the rancho. You and your best friend, Miss Cebolla, are the only ones who can help me take care of the plantation. No se preocupe, Doña. Don't worry. Everything will be fine. I will prepare the guacamole and Miss Cebolla will take care of the stand, replied Tomato. Chili Bolli helped her pack her things. She looked so fragile, almost incapable of walking anymore. Later that day, she left for the hospital. Miss Cebolla was a firm and juicy off-white onion and Chili Bolli's oldest friend. Before she met Chili Bolli, she didn't have any other friends because, like all onions do, she made everybody cry. The day she met him, she couldn't believe he talked to her so enthusiastically for so long. She realized Chili Bolli enjoyed being with her, and he didn't mind shedding a few tears when they got together. She went to live with him to the rancho, and they became the best friends. Querida amiga, my friend, the tomato said to Miss Cebolla, I need your help. We must double the guacamole sales. The doctor just told Doña Zucchini she won't be able to walk anymore. We need to save some money and buy her a wheelchair. But of course, said the Cebolla, the onion. Chili Bolli, Miss Cebolla, the onion, and everybody at the rancho worked long days and nights to sell double the amount of guacamole. For weeks, they barely have time to sleep. But after months of hard work, they finally reached their goal. We did it, amigos. We are a great team, said Chili Bolli. I will go get the wheelchair. But weeks went by, and Doña Zucchini still hadn't come back. The new wheelchair sat lonely in her room. Summer arrived, and the heat became unbearable. The sun's ray had no mercy on the vegetables at the rancho, and there wasn't water for all. Chili Bolli felt helpless. He cried and cried. But suddenly, he had an idea. Se me ocurre algo. I have an idea, said the tomato. I need as many people as possible to come to the rancho, and they have to see Miss Cebolla. What for? The other said. Suddenly, Doña Zucchini was able to leave the hospital and come back to the rancho. When she opened the two big old doors, she couldn't believe her eyes. Everything was completely dry, and there was no sign of life anywhere. Chili Bolli, Miss Cebolla, where are you? Where are you? Please answer me, please. She called for Chili Bolli and all her friends for hours, but there was no answer. Suddenly, she found the wheelchair in her room. Oh, my God, she thought, they knew I really need it. I need to do something to find and save my friends on the rancho. What am I going to do? Meanwhile, at the rancho, Chili Bolly drank some drops of water he found in a puddle and started to feel better. He decided to go with his idea. He took Miss Cebolla into his arms and placed her at the rancho's front door. People from near towns heard about the problem at the rancho and decided to go there to see what they could help. When everyone got there, the idea of Chili Bolly was becoming a reality. The people saw Miss Cebolla, the onion, lying at the entrance, and they started to cry and cry and cry for so many hours that they filled up the lake with all the tears. Little by little, the vegetables absorbed the water, and like magic, green plants grew from the wet ground. Bravo, my idea worked! Miss Cebolla the onion made them cry, Chili Bolly thought excited. Mi querida amiga, my dearest friend, said Chili Bolly, you have saved us. You made everybody cry, and their tears became the water we needed. For the first time ever, Miss Cebolla felt so proud of herself. As time passed, the vegetables returned to their original fresh color, thanks to the tears of thousands of people. Chili Bolly and Miss Cebolla the onion greeted Doña Zucchini with a big smile. My precious friends, you are alive. This is the best moment of my life. Gracias, Chili Bolly. Gracias, Miss Cebolla. The tomato and the onion jumped onto Doña Zucchini's lap, and she hugged them with all her heart. They remained best friends forever, and everybody at the rancho called Chili Bolly guacamole. Y colorín colorado, este cuento se ha acabado. That means the end.
Wow.
You liked it?
That was good.
I'm glad you liked it.
What did you say? What did you say, Eden? And also Starfish?
I said it shows how important teamwork is.
Exactly.
Sure does. Sure does. And Eden, what did you get from that story?
I thought it was wonderful.
Wasn't that magical that everyone came together and then started crying and then it filled the ground so that they were able to have water and so that the vegetables were able to grow? We need them in Texas.
Yes,
we do. Right, you, Jewel.
That was so great that you shared that. And there was a few terminologies that you could probably say and explain to us what it means and interpret it in English.
Here, now I'm ready. Let me tell you the glossary I used for the book. I don't know if you found that one familiar. It means Doña. We use it for Mrs. or Madam. We use Doña. It's a respectful word. That's why I decided to use it for Doña Zucchini, because she's an old woman and I think she deserves respect. And I put that name for her, which is Doña. Then, as I told you, Cebolla is the onion. Rancho means ranch. Tortilla is the tortilla that you all know and eat and is so healthy.
I love it.
Cilantro means coriander, and we use it for the guacamole. That's why it was important in my book. Then I use no se preocupe, which means do not worry. Querida amiga is my dear friend. Querida is dear, and amiga is friend. And se me ocurre algo means I have an idea. And then bravo, I think you also use it, and we use it for excellent. Bravo. And colorín colorado is how we end the stories in Spanish. Instead of the end, we said colorín colorado, este cuento se ha acabado, which basically means this story has ended.
Wow.
And I learned so much.
Right, we did. And I think, boys and girls, that term for do not worry, especially when we're all just starting school, is a term that we probably should hear a lot of.
Exactly.
What was that term again?
Colorín colorado means colorín is like color. Colorado means red. It's just an old legend. It's not that it really needs to mean something, but it's colorín colorado. Este cuento se ha acabado. And everyone uses it as instead of the end.
Oh, and that the term do not worry, I like that one too, because like I said, everyone's going to school and we're having tests and we're having to get up early in the morning and decide what to wear. So that's a term that we probably should hear a lot.
You're totally right. It will be useful. I do use a lot of terms in English that I don't replace in Spanish because I love them in English. And probably some people also would like to use the Spanish term as this one, colorín colorado.
Wow, and I know Star probably has that song ready, Starfish, to hear, because we, you know, I think that story was so wonderful, and then your voice was so soothing that a lot of other boys and girls have already fallen asleep. And we play this special song all the time, don't we, Starfish? And Eden probably has heard it too.
Yes, we do. And as the boys and girls, mamas and papas go off to dreamland, just lay back and listen to the song.
Just like a star across my sky, just like an angel of the page, you have appeared to my life. Feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart, just like oil on my hands. I wonder why it is I don't argue like this with anyone but you. You do it all the time, blowing out my mind. You got this look I can't describe. You make me feel
moms and dads and aunts and uncles, that you decided to listen and join us at Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul, and Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories. I want to thank you so much for that, and we only have just a few minutes left, because I would have read to you, A Day Is Done, because it is done, and the nightfall is coming, And in some parts of the world, the sun sign is rising above. But we want to thank our special guests for coming today, which happens to be Eden. And Eden, who is having so much fun dancing and even doing plays, we're so thrilled that she took time out of her very, very busy schedule to join us. And we know that she's going to be back again. Right, Eden? You're coming back to join us again.
Of course.
She does a great job at reading.
Eden is one of our stars.
Yes, she is an all-star. And it must be something she likes, don't you think? Because she does a very good job at reading stories.
Oh, she is great.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You know, you're always welcome to come back here, and we'll be having you real soon. And then our first time guests are Arthur, Gabriella. She was here today, and she expanded our minds by not only just saying something in English, but she was also speaking Spanish and sharing a story that she wrote for her boys and girls. And we're so thrilled that she also came.
Thank you for having me on, Jewel. It was such a pleasure to join you and to be a part of your bedtime stories and hear that great story from Eden. And thank you, Starfish, for that beautiful song.
And we know that you're going to, oh, okay, and we know that you're going to come back for our boys and girls out there, and also for the grandpas and grandmas, and making it easier to do something that is very frustrating sometimes for parents in getting their children to sleep, and sometimes even adults fall asleep.
Yes.
Which is a real good thing. What?
Before I go to sleep, because I just made so many great friends today here on the radio show.
Oh, that's
wonderful. That's true. That's really.
And we had a friend that came back too.
Oh, okay. Let's hear from the friend.
I would love to come back too with all of you.
Thank you. And Star, did we have a friend come back?
I was saying I love being on the radio show because we have old friends meeting new friends, and we all just make great friends.
Exactly. And that reminds me of something.
What does it remind you of?
It reminds me of a song by Randy Newman.
This is true. Here we go, boys and girls.
Gabriella.
Hi, Aiden. You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what's
old past. At 7:30.
Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
It's Radio Network, Rainbow Soul.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got trouble, I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. We stick together, see it through, 'cause you've got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
That's gotta be.
Some other folks might be a little bit smarter than I am, big and stronger too. Maybe
nice.
None of them will ever love you the way I do. It's me and you, boy, and as the years go by.
Happy birthday, Jaylen.
A friendship will never die. You're gonna see if the gas done me. You got a friend in me.
Yes, you do.
You got a friend in me.
It is so small.
You got a friend in me.
Yes, night.
Good night. Buenas noches.
Nighty night.